Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Thanks for listening. Today I have a very special guest, Dr. Doug Weiss, who has been a friend for a long time, an author of ours, and written many times in our magazine. And today we're going to talk about a very important topic to every man listening and to their wives, and that's lust-free living. But first, we're going to have a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by PeopleKeys.com. If you're looking for an online tool that can help you put the right people in the right places for effective ministry, I encourage you to visit PeopleKeys.com/charisma. The PeopleKeys Biblical Personality Style Report will help you improve communication, maximize effectiveness, and you'll just get your people plugged into areas of ministry that match their God-given personality styles. It's a really cool report that'll help you get more out of your team. To learn more and take your free Biblical Personality Report, just check out PeopleKeys.com/charisma. One more time, it's PeopleKeys.com/charisma. And thank you for sponsoring this program.
Dr. Weiss, thank you for being on the program today. And I am interested in this topic, lust-free living. What does lust-free living mean?
Well, lust-free living means that you're living in a place where you're no longer captured by lust. I mean, if the environment stimulates something, you're not pursuing it. It's not taking a hook into your soul and carrying you down the road, so to speak. That you're actually able to walk with some principles we'll talk about, and to be able to be free from objectifying women and living in a way where women are people and souls, and you're no longer checking out parts. And, I mean, lust can refer to all kinds of things in the Tenth Commandment. Don't lust after your neighbor's wife or house or anything, even ministry. Lust has various aspects, but the way we're going to talk about it really is about lusting after the opposite sex.
Well, you're well known as a counselor who deals with sex addictions, but actually this goes way beyond sex addiction. Somebody doesn't have to be a sex addict to deal with lust.
Oh, no. Lust is common to all men. All men. Lust of the eyes, pride of life. Lust is something that every man and woman has to deal with. Now, it may be chocolate that they're dealing with, but lust is going to show up somewhere where you're going to think differently than God thinks about something. That's your basic definition of lust, is that you think differently than God thinks about something. I mean, it's the person who doesn't tithe lust after money. They think differently about money than God thinks about money. Okay, the person who lusts after woman thinks differently about that woman than God thinks about that woman. And that's how you know you're getting into lust, is you think differently than God thinks.
And so in a way, lust is like sin.
Well, lust is sin, yeah, absolutely. It basically says, I know better than God, or I'm going to think differently than God. I'm going to do it a different way than God says to do it. And lust is the seed. You know, James 1:15, first lust, then sin, then death. And the way I like to describe lust is like a seed, and man is fancy dirt. We were all made out of dirt. You know that story. And you take the seed of lust and you plant it in this dirt, and you water it over time. Then James says, you take that seed. Over time, the seed has a known DNA. At the very central core of lust is this independence from God. And the more that you water that idea, no matter what area of life you're in, it's going to bear forth fruit. You're going to sin, you're going to rebel, you're going to do your own thing, and then that rebellion is going to cause pain in people's lives around you and in your own heart and life. And so I see it every day. People fly and do intensives. They've lusted for years, then they got into porn, they got into other behaviors, they start sinning against their spouse, they've lost their ministry, they lost their job, they lost their reputation. And it all started as a seed. Just like you go outside, there's lots of trees where all of us live. That huge thing started off as a little seed.
Well, you've written a book about this and also done a DVD series, which I had the opportunity to see part of, and you make this point so well that the things start with very small seeds.
Absolutely, and that's why if you can kill it as a seed, it doesn't have to grow in your life. You know, I have a prayer that if lust tries to come manifest in me, I just come against it very strongly. And I say, you know, in the name of Jesus, I command all lust, past, present, and future, about real or imaginary people, to that seed to be broken, exposed to the light of God, the blood of Jesus put on it, so that it'll bear forth no fruit. Because I want the fruit of righteousness. I want the fruit of the Spirit. I don't want the fruit of lust. And we're all capable of producing fruit either way, because dirt is neutral. It's what we plant in the dirt that makes a difference.
You know, in that series, you also talk about women being holy. Talk to me about that.
You know, this is really a very profound thing, because God really showed me that all women are created holy. And I had a lady from Africa send me an email and says, you know, Dr. Weiss, why does my husband look at pornography? And I said, it's not about nudity. It's about holiness. Nudity is holiness. Eve was created as a holy being, so was Adam. And the more skin you see of a person, the more holiness you're seeing. Okay? Now, in Genesis 18 and 19, there's a story where Abraham was interceding for Lot, who was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And when the angels and the Lord showed up, Abraham bowed down in reverence to the angels. In 19, when they went down to Lot, Lot bowed down, and then he demanded that they come to his house and he protected them. And that's the proper response to holiness, is to honor, reverence, and protect. Now, the men in Sodom saw the exact same angels, but their response was to consume them and to lust after them and want to use them for sexual purposes. See, it wasn't that the angels weren't holy. They were holy. What happened was, is holiness or nudity can expose your own heart. You either want to cover up and protect, or you want to consume. But women are made holy. They are holy because they are made from a holy God, whether they know that or not. All children are children of God. They can be children of rebellion, but they're still children.
Let me ask something about our culture. It's no surprise that our culture is, you know, moving more and more away from God's standard, and Christian men, all men, are just bombarded constantly. What are we going to have to do to shift the culture? What can Christian people do, men or women, to shift the culture, in your opinion?
Well, I think the scripture is really clear. If we will humble ourselves and pray, that God will again visit our land. America is in a backslidden state, just like any backslidden person. We need a revival. We need a renewing of our conscience as a culture toward being God-centered and God-accountable. And as long as we continue to move down the secular path, we're going to look like Europe probably in about the next generation. So we need a revival, and I'm believing God for that. And part of it is, when you have half the men in any church that are sexually addicted, they're not just struggling with lust, they're addicted. You have a crippled church and a culture. But if we can get men to rise up and be strong in their heart and in their mind and in their spirit and really be lust-free and be free from the stuff that the culture is doing, they'll rise up as leaders in their fields, and they can initiate revivals in their field. They can initiate revivals in their community, and they can be that breath of life that really America longs for purity. It's the way we were conceived. We need that to be sustaining. So I'm hopeful that God will raise up a whole generation of young men and women who reject the standards of the culture and say, it's not working for you guys. We need to go back. We need to go back.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and this is very interesting. And this is a topic that, you know, you've written many books about. You have weekend conferences at churches, and even then you don't exhaust it, and we certainly didn't exhaust it in the last few minutes. So if somebody wants more information from Dr. Doug Weiss, tell us how people can connect with you, either to get the DVD we talked about with Lust Free Living or the book.
Sure. They can go to drdougweiss.com. We have a free app, Dr. Doug's Tips, which has a tip every day for guys to fight this stuff, and that's absolutely free. They can do that on their cell phone, or they can call my office, 719-278-3708. And also, if they want to just Facebook some images, if they go to http://drdougweiss/quotes, we've got all these quotes on, like, battling lust that they can share with their Facebook friends and stuff like that, and, you know, kind of spread the word that there's freedom.
You know, that's great news, and I hope a lot of people will take advantage of that. So thank you again, Dr. Doug Weiss, for being with us today on The Strang Report.
Sure. Thank you, Steve.
This podcast is brought to you by People Keys. To learn more and take your free biblical personality report, simply check out their website, peoplekeys.com/charisma. That's peoplekeys.com/charisma. Check it out today and find out your biblical personality. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.